the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, أنا عبد أتنصل إليك مما كنت أواجهك به من قلة استحيائي من نظرك وأطلب العفو منك إذ العفو نعت لكرمك.
Brothers and sisters, now we have reached this excerpt of this beautiful whispered prayer of Sha'baniya. إلهي أنا عبد أتنصل إليك مما كنت أواجهك به من قلة استحيائي من نظرك. My Lord, I am a servant, disavowing before you of my past attitude of lack of shame in your sight. وَأَطْلُبُ الْعَفْوَ مِنْكِ, and I seek your pardon, إِذِ الْعَفْوُ نَعْتٌ لِكَرَمِكِ, as it is the attribute of your magnanimity to pardon. This excerpt is reminding us of the importance of two elements. The first is the importance of haya, or shame, in this regard, and the second is the seeking of Almighty Allah's forgiveness and atlubul afwa mink, as the part says, I am seeking your pardon. Now, starting with the first one, the importance of haya, or in this part, as we have translated it, the servant is saying that I am your servant, disavowing before you of my past attitude, of my lack of shame in your sight. This kind of shame, if it blooms in anyone's heart, it can lead him to salvation. It can lead him to different kinds of goodnesses and beauties in this world. The one who owns this kind of shame will be the wayfarer of salvation, and he will be immune to most of the wrongdoings. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said about the importance of shame and haya. He says, "أما الحياء فيتشعب منه اللين والرأفة." والمراقبة لله في السر والعلانية والسلامة واجتناب الشر والبشاشة والسماحة والظفر وحسن الثناء على المرء في الناس. There are many things that originate from this haya. Kindness, being aware of the Almighty Allah in both secret and apparent, immunity, being away from the wrongdoings, forgiveness and being victorious and being well known among the people. And then he says, فَطُوبَ لِمَنْ قَبِلَ نَسِيحَةَ اللَّهِ وَخَافَ فَضِيحَتَهِ. And good tidings is for the one who accepts the advice of the Almighty Allah and afraids the hereafter. This haya is so important that Imam Ali alayhi salam has said in this regard. Al-haya'u miftahu kulli khayr. Haya' and shame is the key to all goodness. The one who has this kind of shame in himself will not say anything that comes to his mind, will not resort to anything to reach his aim. And what can help us in reaching this kind of stage in being a true servant of the Almighty Allah is to be aware of the fact that the God we are worshipping is himself the true meaning of haya. That is why we have repeatedly said that true recognition of the Almighty Allah's attributes can help us get closer to him.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. Hafaftahu bi-rahmati wa-ridwan. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Anyway, in this excerpt, the servant says, إِلَهِ أَنَا عَبْدٌ أَتَنَصَّلُ إِلَيْكَ مِمَّا كُنْتُ أُوَاجِهُكَ بِهِ مِنْ قِلَّةِ اسْتِحْيَاءِ مِنْ نَظَرِكَ. My Lord, I am a servant disavowing before you of my past attitude of lack of shame in your sight. And then it says, وَأَطْلُبُ الْعَفْوَ مِنْكَ إِذِ الْعَفْوُ نَعْتٌ لِكَرْمِكَ. I seek your pardon because it is the attribute of your magnanimity to pardon. This is the most beautiful of the attributes of the Almighty Allah that has been repeated throughout the different verses of the Holy Quran and in our traditions. The Almighty Allah is praised for having this kind of attribute, for this magnanimity to pardon. To the extent that we read in Jawshan Kabir, يَا مَنْ فِي عَفْوِهِ يَطْمَعُ الْخَاطِئُونَ. Oh, the one whose pardoning is even desired by the wrongdoers. That is why we have ordered, and it is highly recommended in our traditions, that we call out to our Lord, supplicate to Him, calling out by this name, by this attribute of pardoning. That is why we have to tell him, O God, this is from your attributes, this pardoning is from your magnanimity, and we are definitely helplessly in need of your pardoning. So help us and forgive our sins. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for staying with us throughout this month of Sha'ban. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان